Welcome back to Podcast Radio. I'm Andy.
I'm Joe.
And we made it here today. This is the day when AT&T is testing all their bullshit. Let's see if we can shut it down locally type thing.
Yeah, because last time it was another cell phone provider.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah.
So it was Verizon.
It's like, oh, it's just an accident. And I'm like, how I know it's not an accident, you know, how it's just a local thing is because I can't text you. I can't text my wife. And then my friend in Florida and my friend in Alaska were all on a thing where we talk to each other. And they go, hey, have you heard anything about these cell phone towers going down for AT&T? And so I texted back, yes, expecting it not to work. It went through. Then he's talking to me and I'm talking to him. And I'm like, hey, so I shared your contact with my friend in Florida. And I'm like, ask Joe if we're recording today.
And I thought I'm going to say something funny, and I don't know who this is, so I just put yes.
Oh no, this guy would have been the guy to do that too.
Oh,
he would have a comeback like in 1 second. He's very salty.
I like him already.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, this is some bull crap. Like, if I can text Alaska and Florida with AT&T, why can't I text right around here?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's dumb. It doesn't make any sense because they're doing some dumb testing for the future when they shut it down and people won't be able to talk. So now I'm like, well, I need to get some powerful walkie-talkies.
Satellite phones.
Yeah, something that's, even if they shut it down, I can, you know, talk to my wife on it.
And we talked about that during the preparation for the zombie.
Yeah, yeah. Thing.
So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Test runs.
Yep, for real, test runs, big time. I think they're getting ready for the, well, we'll probably do like a presidential election. When it starts, all that will shut down. And then when they finally get it, quote unquote, fixed, and it comes back up, Biden or whatever moron they have on that side will be president.
Yeah.
Well, it's back up, and we got everything fixed 3 days later. Welcome, President Moron.
He didn't run for office.
Yeah. So
some schmuck just standing there. Yeah. Me?
I got it. So anyways, it kind of goes in with what we're talking about today, like expired, banned, and recalled stuff. And I'm like, well, you know what's expired and garbage? Cell phones. Like,
yeah.
Landlines are superior.
Oh, yeah.
Way superior. But even those they've ruined, they're all digital, mm-hmm. You know? So even if you have a landline at your house, it's digital.
Yeah.
So that shuts down too. It's just garbage. So anyways, I picked out some things. Some of them are fun, you know? I got worked up when I got here, so.
I love it.
We'll
love
do
it.
Some fun things.
Man, though. I love the energy today. It's great. I'm just sitting here just smiling. Like,
the hate for AT&T. So anyways, so one of the things that have been banned, I don't know if you ever played with these, but it was lawn darts.
Hey, those are fun.
Yeah, that was fun. It was Consumer Product Commission officially banned lawn darts in 1988. They said someone died. But when I looked it up, they claimed someone died from lawn darts. And I'm like, if they did, that's just thinning out the Pollock herd. Okay. You know, who's throwing up a dart straight up in the air in the sun and then going, hey, is it coming down? You know what I mean? So, but anyways, when I looked it up, I would find somebody, oh, it's this person. And then I looked up again, oh, no, it's this person. And I'm like, even that wasn't, unless a whole bunch of people just lawn darted themselves in 1 year or something.
Yeah.
But did you play with these?
I did.
Yeah, and I never darted myself. Did you?
Not like that. It was more of a, we would put a sharp edge on it with a grinder, and then we'd throw them at fences.
Oh, okay. Like so that. You didn't play them, like try to get it in the circle?
No, we didn't know how to play it. We found somebody threw away a couple of them,
uh-huh.
And then we just thought they were just giant darts. Till later, I found out what they were.
Yeah, yeah.
We were throwing so you could hit the target on a pallet or a house.
Oh,
or,
nice.
You know, just dumb kids.
Somebody puts an apple on their head. Don't worry. Stand right there with your arms out.
I got the thickest glasses. Oh, like, God. Don't move.
Okay, well, another thing. I didn't even know about this one. I was like, are you serious? slap bracelets. You remember those?
I do.
Yeah, okay. So a simple but effective toy, slap bracelets, were all the rage in school playgrounds in the 90s. Slap bracelets were all made of a flat strip of metal coated in a colorful fabric. But some of the cheaper knockoffs used poor quality fabric, and the metal strip could rip through it. So one unlucky four-year-old girl apparently cut her fingers on one of these knockoff bracelets, prompting several schools to ban them. And given the facts that the bracelets were being slapped around necks as well as wrists, banning them from playgrounds was probably a wise decision. Of course, that's what they say. But I'm like, it's not the kid's fault that the parents are so cheap. I'm not spending a dollar on that. We'll get the quarter one. Like, that's your fault. Okay. Pollock raising Pollock there.
I've never heard anybody getting hurt with that.
No, neither do I. That's why I think some of them are just made up, you know, because you got these watchdog groups that want to like eradicate fun. You know, one person gets hurt. Like there's this one called Watch, and their little motto is, even one injury is too many. World against toys causing harm. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me.
That's sad. Because all they've done is take away a kid's way to be creative.
And to learn.
And to learn and have fun. And it's like they're stuck inside playing a video game or their phone or whatever. Mm-hmm. Nobody plays outside anymore.
Yeah.
Because you take it away from them.
Yeah. All the fun stuff's gone.
Yeah.
So Easy Bake Oven, that's been recalled 2 times. I'm pretty sure they still sell that, but it, just for burnt fingers and stuff, you know, because I guess the light bulb got too hot when they made the little brownie cake.
Oh, yeah, it happens.
So I'm like, okay.
It's part of the risk.
Yeah, I mean, no big deal.
Yeah.
Splash off water rockets. So I never played with these. So I don't know if you did, but they were very vague on their injuries. So it's like a plastic, kind of a slip and slide material rocket, and you would hook it up a tube to a hose, and then you turn the water on. And then once it filled up so much, it would like blast off, you know, it would shoot off the little thing. And I was like, oh, that's fun. And there's some injuries to that. They just very vague. They didn't say what. I'm like, how bad can a water hurt you? You know?
Right.
So
well, we didn't have anything like that. It was a water sprinkler in the front yard to run through that.
Yeah.
That was,
and if you got like, water balloons, that was like super.
Those are fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a water balloon launcher?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, at camp. And you ever get hit in the face with one of those? When they launch those slingshots? Oh, man, that stings. Like, you would launch them real far back.
Yeah, like a giant slingshot.
Like, one person's holding one side, one person's holding the other, and one pulls it and loads it. It's like a three-person job.
See, we didn't do it that way. We opened the window at our cabin, and we fastened it to the sides. So it was pretty secure. So all of us pulled back as far as we could and launched it out the window across the campus. And we hit the chapel services that they'd be having because of metal building. So they'd be in there having chapel and boom.
Oh, man. You should have done like filled them up with paint or mayonnaise or mustard. Like really made them good.
Man, I would have eaten that first. Sending my condiments. No. Not shoot that guy's condiments.
Well, then you could do paint.
I can do paint.
Okay. Okay. Well, another one, and we've talked about it before, but video stores.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, like now you, I don't know about you, but like when you go to an app and you're like, oh, what movie was that on? It takes you 20 minutes to find what app that you're trying to watch or what TV show.
Yeah.
You know, if that's one thing against it. Or if you're looking for a movie, they're just so, it's every movie in the world. Like, you don't need that many choices. And you spend 2 hours looking, and then you're just like, yeah, I know. I'm just going to watch Seinfeld.
Have you been sitting in our living room? That's us going,
yeah.
What do you watch? What do you want to watch? Uh-huh. We can't figure out because there's so many choices.
Yeah. And I end up watching stuff that I have the Blu-ray for.
Do you remember going to the video store and not finding what you wanted? You settle for a B-flick.
Something else. Yeah.
Like nobody wants because there's like 10 copies of that.
And
And then it turned out to be pretty good.
Yeah. You would like find some hidden gems there. Like, man, this movie is good.
Oh, yeah.
Like my brother, Chris, would bring home Private Eyes, Tim Conway and Don Hutz. And I'm like, oh, okay, we'll watch this. Man, one of their best movies. I've seen it like 20, 30 times. It's so stupid.
But it's good.
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Watson basically is what it is. These two morons.
You worked at a video store. I worked at a video store. Do you remember giving the people the look like when they bring up those old movies? You know, they didn't find what they wanted.
Yeah.
Kids all look sad and you're like, oh, this is all you found.
Deet, deet, deet. Yeah. Okay.
These are, hey, you're in luck. These are only 50 cents.
Or I would, I remember, see, at Video City on Muldoon in Alaska, you didn't pay. When you rented the movie, you paid when you brought it back.
Oh.
Was yours like that?
No, you paid up front.
Yeah, that's how it was at Hollywood Video. So I was in junior high. You know, I'd get on my bike, you know, during the summer, ride down there. I don't have a dollar. And I'm like, well, I'll rent a couple of movies, see if I can get some money. You know, and I'd get movies. And then I'd tell my dad, oh, Dad, do you have $4 because I rented these movies? Like, he doesn't have a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to buy these movies or you want to pay the $4?
Yeah.
And he was nice enough to give it to me. Or waiting, like when Nightmare on Elm Street came out, one of those came out, waiting for like an hour at the counter, waiting for someone to bring one back. Oh, you ever do that?
I've done it and I saw people do it. And they're just waiting, and as people come in, they look through their under their elbow.
What are you bringing back?
Uh-huh. And we'd have a list, and we got to go to the list. Well, and they start screaming, "I've been here waiting!"
So, but that was fun because it's like a community. You talk with other people you didn't even know. Oh, you seen that? Is that good?
Yeah.
Have you seen this one? No, I haven't seen that one. You know, and you go as a family sometimes, and you know, your mom would go off, your dad would go off, you go off, and y'all come back, each have a movie. You know, it was fun.
Yeah. Of course.
Now it's not. Now it's not fun. So what about candy cigarettes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It led to the real cigarettes for me.
Did it lead? Because I was like, no.
I smoked cigarettes when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I stole them from my aunt next door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was it? The Virginia Slim. I think it was. I tried a real skinny one. And it was like, it came natural to me. I was like, why do people cough? I could take a drag. Is it like 8 years old?
Super good.
That was good at it. So, but yeah, the candy ones, those are fun.
You weren't like, oh man, I got these gum ones. I want to try. Or the chalky candy stick ones.
Yeah,
you didn't go, now I want a real cigarette.
No. Nothing like that. Mm-mm. I say it led to that only because I'm kidding. But
yeah,
now
yeah.
When I put the candy cigarette in there, I never did the whole pretend. I just ate it.
Oh, you didn't blow and let the powdered sugar go out. You know, you were like, no, that's part of the flavor.
Yep.
Eat it all up.
I did.
Well, those are not allowed anymore.
But you can have a kid on a vaping thing now.
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
That's okay.
That's no big deal.
Yeah. Let's kill their lungs this way.
So here's a couple cool ones I've never heard of. And these two are on the watch list.
Oh, okay.
You know, the world against toy causing harm. Wonder Woman battle action sword. So they weren't a fan of the fact that this toy encouraged young children to engage in fighting alongside men in a war to end all wars. You know, because that's how they sold it. Jeez. Plus, the rigid plastic sword blade may cause facial or other injuries. I'm like,
well, yeah, it is.
Who are these people? Who are these men and, well, who are these women and women that are like, I don't want my child fighting alongside men in a war to end all wars. Like, do you think it really said that on the package?
Well, I had a friend of mine. He was not allowed to play with toy guns.
Oh, yeah.
Because his family thought they could, you know, be a gateway to open other things.
Sure.
Or that it could turn real or whatever. And so it was like,
we had kids like that at our school. Wow. 'Cause I went to a private school and they couldn't even watch G.I. Joe. And I was like, dude, why can't you watch G.I. Joe? Oh, because of the violence. And I was like, every plane or tank or Jeep or a guy walking that gets blown up, a parachute comes out immediately.
Yeah.
Everybody's alive.
Nobody
it's
dies.
All laser. Nobody dies. Anyways, those guys ended up, when they did grow up, that's some party boys right there.
Mm-hmm. It worked for
alcohol, drugs, everything. I mean, I think they're okay now, but I mean, they tried it all.
I remember people telling us you can't play with the G.I. Joes because Cobra is actually satanic. It stands for this or, you know, I'm like, what?
Like KISS, Kings in Satan's Service. You know, Wasp, we are sexual perverts. Yeah. I'm like, I don't think that's what any of those mean. Did any of those mean that?
No.
I didn't think so.
And we used to be told like AC/DC, After Christ, Devil Comes.
Oh, okay. We're
like, okay. And then I saw an article.
Antichrist something. There was another one that said Antichrist.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw an article, or I read an article where he said, no, the name came because we didn't have a name for the band. And
you know, there's a current called AC.
Yeah. And his sister looked in the back of a TV and goes, hey, call it this. You know, and it was like, cool.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. Dumb. Okay. A second one on the watch list. I figured you'd like this one. Nerf Zombie Strike Deadbolt Crossbow. So along with encouraging violence with this Nerf crossbow, Watch warns parents that the force of these Nerf arrows launched from the crossbow present the risk of ire or facial injuries.
From a Nerf.
From a Nerf.
Man.
It's the worst. The worst. Don't procreate. If you are part of Watch, if you're a man who's pretending to be a man but or a woman, don't have kids. Like, how sad would it be to be raised by those people?
It'd be cool if they did have kids and these kids brought this stuff back.
Oh, yeah. Like, they become toy manufacturers.
Yeah. I'll show you.
Come out with all the best toys. Okay, slingshots. The Consumer Product Safety Commission recalled the natural slingshot. Now, this one I could kind of see. Like, if I had a kid, because you gave me a slingshot, that sweet one. And I'm like, if I had a kid in the city, I would probably be like, okay, no, you're not playing with this. Because, you know, when I was a kid, I probably would have window shopped a little bit in the neighborhood. Ka-clink, ka-clink, ka-clink. You know, run. I just think about what, but, it would be fun, like in the country, you know, shooting squirrels and stuff.
Yeah, they're just as fun in the city. I had the one that had the wrist.
Yeah.
And I had a big. I still do. As a matter of fact, I still do, and I have replacement bands for it. I have big, like containers of ball bearings, silver bearings that you can hunt with or whatever. But when I was a kid, cars, windows, houses.
Oh my gosh! In Odessa.
It. Oh yeah, everybody got it.
So you were busting out car windows. You never got caught?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Who caught you?
My dad.
Oh, you got spankings.
No. My friend and I, we actually, with a BB gun and a slingshot, we couldn't break this one window next door to us. There's an abandoned car in the back. Everybody has abandoned cars.
Oh, like a windshield.
We shot the side window.
Oh.
Well, he felt bad and compelled to go tell. Like, nobody knew we did it. And that summer, they made me save cans to pay for a window.
Out of an abandoned car.
Yeah.
Who got the money?
The next door neighbor did. They never put a window in it.
Yeah.
It was like all summer, man. I go to a
little sweatshop,
church camp, whatever, and I'm collecting cans. Why is a fat kid picking up cans? Because he broke a window.
That's about right.
So it led me to drink more sodas.
Oh, yeah.
I'm collecting cans.
Yeah, you're helping the neighborhood.
Shoot, I love slingshots.
Okay, how about... another thing that's kind of past its prime, but I still think this is superior technology. Music, CDs, cassettes, records, you know. I was having a conversation with my friend Paul, and he was like trying to explain to his daughter, this is superior because you own it. You have it. You can listen to it whenever you want.
Well, I'll just listen. I'll just get it off Spotify.
That's what she said. He's like, no. If they want to take it off Spotify, then it just goes off Spotify. But if you have the CD,
yep,
you can listen to it whenever you want.
Best
no,
part.
I'll just get it off Spotify. No. Like he goes, she couldn't understand that. That's a portal that you could turn on and off like a faucet.
Yeah. And then if you have the CD, you can open up and read lyrics, look at pictures, all the cool stuff.
Even records. Yeah. I remember when I was really little, we had still got records. But you would open those up and that was like, that's a whole nother thing with the record. You know, sometimes it'd be books or it'd fold out and there'd be pictures. Yeah. They print all the lyrics on it. I mean, it was cool. Artwork, just like artwork on movies, VHS tapes and stuff.
Yeah.
So good.
My friends in high school had all the wrapped stuff, and theirs were all just a bunch of dirty pictures. And we're like, what the heck? This isn't a cassette.
Don't let them catch you with that. No. Okay. And then I guess we'll just, oh, we're getting close. So how about last one? Arcades.
Oh, I love arcades. I'm actually saving my piggy bank to buy a couple of arcades.
Oh, which ones?
I'm getting Galaga for sure, and either Defender or Pac-Man. I'm not sure.
Oh, my favorite was Miss Pac-Man on the fastest speed. Man, I am good.
Are you?
I'm like really good at it. I don't know why. On the fastest speed, Miss Pac-Man, that's what I would like to buy. But
are you Fire Blaster?
Fire Blaster, no.
Off of Pixels, the movie?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
We had the space station in Alaska. That's what it was called.
Oh, okay.
It's Spinard. And it was just an arcade full. You go up there on the weekends and it's, you know, there'd be riffraff in there, and stuff. You had to make sure if you weren't like equipped with the muscles, you know, not to be too smart mouthy, you know.
Yeah.
Because they'll beat you up.
That's normal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But still, you know, you learn to navigate in that world. Another thing that kids miss out on with these stupid phones.
Exactly. We'd sat outside of Fantasy World tailgate looking at guitar magazines because we already ran out of our quarters because we didn't have any money.
You put your quarter on the machine like you're next.
Yep.
And then occasionally you get some jackass like, yeah, I'm next.
I took my youngest to an arcade and I showed her that, you know. Uh-huh. I was going to show her how that works. And I'm like, where does a quarter go? You got to do the card.
Oh my god!
You got to load a card and swipe it now. That's how they do it. I don't like that.
Yeah, but it has the slots for a coin right
there. They're like covered. They got like a little bar over it.
Oh, stupid. Mm-hmm.
So it has a machine. You swipe the card. Like, what happened to quarters? We all walk around going,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
For a roll, $10.
I never had that.
Okay, well, if you guys got any, canceled or recalled or expired technology that you like, send us a dime to podcast13@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Until next time.